Good morning. This is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 24th. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. The Northwoods enjoyed a beautiful October weekend. We had sunshine and highs in the low to mid 70s. The forecast calls for clear skies after Tuesday with cooler temperatures, but warming toward the weekend. Let's check in with Mike at Jenks Bait and Tackle on Highway B and see what's going on out on the flowage. Mike says the Chippewa flowage is down 3 feet and dropping. Water temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Muskie fishing is solid with suckers the bait of choice. Trolling and casting are both effective, but suckers are producing the most action. Muskies are in the shallows chasing after bait fish, as are other predatory fish. Walleye reports are few lately because most anglers are chasing muskies. The odds are that walleyes have not yet moved super deep and are still chasing bait fish in shallower water. A few anglers report that most of their success comes very late in the day and into the evening. Crappies are in and around Moore's Bay, Blueberry Flats, and the cribs in Chief Narrows. Crappie minnows, mini mites, and 1-inch gulp minnows are the way to go. Regular business hours at Jenks ended this past weekend. We will still stock some suckers and bait. If you need anything, call 715-462-3055, and we can be here for you. All right, thanks, Mike. Let's get to the general fishing report. Fall transition is in effect, so you definitely want to stop in at your favorite bait shop for the most current information on fish locations, bait preferences, presentations, and bite windows. Make it easy on yourself. The muskie action's very good, and it's improving with the cooling water. Fish are in various locations and depths, near weeds, weed line edges, humps, points, rock, other structure, and concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Suckers on quick strike rigs, gliders, rubber baits, bucktails, jerk baits, and stick baits, both trolling and casting, are all producing. The walleye fishing is fairly good. Best fishing's coming late in the day into after dark. Go as deep as 40 feet during the day, depending on the lake, but work shallower areas in evening hours. Humps, points, brush, and basins can all hold fish. Live bait, crankbaits, jerkbaits, minnow baits, and plastics are all effective offerings on walleye. The northern pike action is very good right now. Fish are near shallow to deep weeds and panfish and baitfish concentrations. Sucker minnow, spinner baits, spoon, swim baits, crankbaits, jerkbaits. If it moves, they could go for it. The largemouth bass fishing is fair to good. Check shallow to mid-depth weeds, brush, cribs, and other structure, as well as warmer, shallow bays with panfish and baitfish. Live bait or minnows, spinner baits, stick baits, crank baits, swim baits, and plastics can all tempt bass at this time. The smallmouth fishing is also good. You'll find them in the same areas holding walleyes, from deep, hard bottom humps and points to shallows holding baitfish. Sucker minnows on jigs, Ned rigs, and drop shot rigs, plastics, stick baits, and crank baits all work at various times and conditions. The crappie fishing is good once you locate the schools, and even better if you can stay on them. Look for fish moving and suspending in mid-depths to nearly 30 feet, in lake basins, on cribs, and near other structure. Crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, plastics, mini mites, and gulp baits on jigs or plain hooks under slip bobbers are all producing action. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good anywhere you can find shallow green weeds or warmer bays with weeds. Waxies, worms, small minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs with or without slip bobbers are all working well. Great. Let's look at a few events coming up. Well, on October 22nd, trapping season opened for mink and muskrat. Wednesday, October 26th, Crex Meadows is holding their weeknight crane tour from 5 to 7 p.m. If you'd like to know more, call them at 715-463-2739. On October 29th, non-resident raccoon hunting and trapping season opens. Beaver trapping, otter hunting, and trapping open in the northern zone on November 5th. November 6th is the end of daylight saving time. I'm not kidding. Woodcock season closes on November 7th. The beaver moon is November 8th. I don't even know what a beaver moon is. Give me a call down at the office. Tell me about it. Veterans Day is coming up on November 11th. Hayward Rod and Gun Club's rifle sight-in days are November 12th through the 18th. It's $6 per rifle. They do it from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call them at 715-634-4912. That is a handy place to go. I've gone there many times to sight in. The guys are very helpful. You don't have to make an appointment or anything. You just drive out about 3 miles on Highway B. And there it is on the right side at the top of the hill. Take advantage of it. It's a good deal. November 13th, elk season closes. It will reopen from December 8th through the 16th. November 17th, crow season closes. Turkey season closes in Zone 6 and 7 on November 18th. Then also in November, we got our traditional 9-day gun deer season going from the 19th to the 27th. Duck season closes in the northern zone on November 22nd. Thanksgiving Day is the 24th. Muzzleloader season runs from November 28th to December 7th. Mourning dove season closes on November 29th. The 4-day antlerless only deer hunt is December 8th through the 11th. And then December 10th is your application deadline for 2023 spring turkey and bear seasons. Whew! If you want to know anything more about what's going on, check the calendar, man. It's on haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. You just click events and there it is. You can call me or Kitty down at the office. Our number is 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce or 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. You know, I don't think I'm going outside today to hunt or fish. I believe I'm going to bake an apple pie. But you have a good time in the great outdoors.